ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for enjoying and participating and certainly listening to another rendition of Connecting the Dots. Your host, Frosty Wooldridge, right out of Denver, Colorado. It's a sunset to die for, the clouds and the sun moving well into the west over the Rocky Mountains. Love to share that with you, and always it's a pleasure. Once again, we're bringing you all the news that you'll never hear on all the bubblegum networks, all of the interviews you will never hear from American citizens and legal American immigrants and experts across the land who have participated in this great Republican form of government. And it's really always a pleasure to welcome each person as they bring you new and fresh ideas. As always, and I continue to say this because I think it's important, no man in the wrong can stand up against a man in the right that keeps on a-coming. That was, of course, by Captain McDonald of the Texas Rangers many years ago. And what you're seeing happening across America today is that more men and women in the right are standing up across this nation, making their voices heard, writing, calling, and continuing the quest to regain America from what has happened to it in the last 20 years as we suffer what I call a human Katrina, the invasion of another country quietly, clandestinely, lawlessly, in the name of whatever it is to take over another country, and that is the country of Mexico, making so much misery for its peasant class, if you will, its poverty class, which reaches into the millions, so much so that its citizens stream over America's borders in violation of our laws, and our own president and Congress continue to sit back, do nothing, and allow this invasion to take over our communities, take over our cities, take over our schools, take over our language, take over our culture, and in the end, a very good chance of destroying the fabric of life, the fabric of what it is to be an American citizen. So I hope each and every one of you each week gets out your pencil and paper, because we've got a great guest. And before we get to that guest, make sure you go to those websites that I really continually tell you about, numbersusa.com, thesocialcontract.com. I highly recommend that you get the social contract quarterly. Every 3 months, you will get a fantastic quarterly that'll give you more information than I can possibly get here on the radio show. And it's only $25. It is extraordinary. So please partake in that. FairUS.org, that's FairUS.org, Alipac, Alipac.us, CarryingCapacity.org, PatriotUnion.org. Zeeland Bond runs that fantastic website. He is outstanding. And 21st Century Paul Revere Ride.us. Check out that website for that T-shirt. Make checks payable, Frosty Wooldridge, P.O. Box 207, Louisville, Colorado, 80027. Ask how many you want. $15 for those shirts. That includes the postage. That includes the postage. And it says in the front of them, stop illegal immigration, ask me how. And, of course, the back has the incredible 21st Century Paul Revere Ride logo that each and every one of you can appreciate, as that team of men and women were part of the great tipping point last summer that led to the defeat of the amnesty. Also, I write each week for newswithviews.com, mortyscabin.com, rinse.com, federalobserver.com, opednews.com, and American Chronicle. We'll be right back after these comments. Thanks for joining us.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly continues today at the highest levels here in the United States of our government. Thankfully, the good just happened when Alberto Gonzalez, the United States Attorney General, was summarily fired or resigned or whatever you want to call it. The pressure was so great. This man was so incompetent, lied so much, that he gave justice a really bad name, a black eye, if you will, a disgusting lack of adjudication and enforcement. And everything that you can imagine, Alberto Gonzalez represented. He represented Johnny Sutton. He represented taking two men, Ramos and Campion, who served their country and served the border protection as United States Border Patrol agents and were unbelievably prosecuted for defending the U.S. And that was Alberto Gonzalez. And those two men right now are in jail. And Alberto Gonzalez, of course, is just resigning because he is, and they found out he is so incompetent for the job, such a lack of integrity. And, of course, hopefully at some point, Ramos and Campion, the two honorable and really great Border Patrol officers who are upholding their jobs, will get a chance to have a pardon or a commutation or whatever it takes. Now that Alberto Gonzalez is gone, and I'm hoping for some great action on that. Again, it really means that each and every one of you that's taken action, that has called, has phoned, has faxed, has become a part of numbersusa.com or any of the other websites that we've talked about in the last year now, that's the key. And the tipping point continues to get a little bit more and a little bit more, and more folks get on board. And that tipping point is that we're going to regain our country. And tonight I have a guest. His name is Everett Evertson. He was born in Holland, raised in Canada, and he immigrated lawfully and legally into the United States in 1985. And much like many other immigrants who have come to this country legally, he has been very much active in helping to preserve this nation and keep it running toward law and order and the U.S. Constitution. And in this case, he is Fire Coalition's Midwest Coordinator. He's also the Fire Coalition Illinois State Director. And he's a Minutemen Midwest Secretary Treasurer. And he's also the Fox Valley Citizens for Legal Immigration Membership Coordinator. This man is a house of fire. He is an American through and through, and I'm really glad and really proud to have him on the show tonight. Welcome to the show. Thanks for coming, Everett, and we really appreciate it. If you could, please, sir, give us a few thoughts and comments about what's happening there in Illinois and what you're doing about it.
Well, we had some good news today. They actually started rounding up some of the identified illegal alien criminals in this area, to 92 of them, which is a start. Elvira Arellano finally left Chicago, so we don't have to go down to that war zone anymore. And believe me, it is a war zone. One of the reasons that she was never arrested down there, the police don't like to go into that area because it's just plain not safe. That part of Chicago is becoming rapidly like certain parts of Mexico City, unfortunately. So we saw some progress today. We heard about the raid in Ohio, I think it was, another chicken plant. We are starting to see signs that the Bush administration is putting the squeeze on business, but of course we are concerned that the fallout will be that they're going to say, see, I told you so. And that's what Americans have to be concerned about, and don't be fooled by it. Like you've written in a lot of your notes, others have written, and the message is do not be fooled, because what they're doing, they should have been doing 40 years ago when they first started this immigration reform, and it's time that we finally see some action. We just need to see more of it.
I'm certainly in agreement, Everett, and you know, I traveled through Chicago last summer on the 21st Century Paul Revere ride, and boy, did we get a reception.
We met you in Belvedere and followed you down to Elgin.
I remember, right off the expressway there.
You got it.
Yeah, that was most appreciated, and of course we really went into Chicago there, and that was quite the screaming group on the other side where the cops kept them separated from us.
Yep.
Do you know what the figures and the facts are as far as the numbers of illegal aliens in the Chicago area?
Oh, in the Chicago area, I'm sure it's probably close to around 300,000. They're saying 440,000 in the state. Realistically, you can double that because, like, we live in a little town of less than 10,000 people. The count on ESL students in our local school system is now 67%. So 67% of our public school students require a secondary language teaching, which of course the local taxpayers pay for. So I think the numbers that they're giving us are conservative. But that's what FAIR is publishing.
That's exactly correct. It's always conservative, but the big numbers are, we know.
Yep.
Of course, some of the greater numbers for Chicago are well over a million illegal aliens, and some say even higher than that. And, of course, it is getting very unsafe because the kinds of criminality that's going on in places like Los Angeles are now duplicating in places like Chicago. And there is a no-law zone. The police officers will not go into these parts of the cities because of the different MS-13 gangs, the execution of cops, and yeah, it is very unsafe. Now, I'm really curious. I worked with Rick Beseda there in Chicago. Do you have Do you and he coordinate on some of the demonstrations and some of the work in Illinois that has been making a big difference?
Every one of them. For example, today we drove down to Lisle. Rudy Giuliani's opening up an office in Lisle, and we're planning to go down there on Saturday to demonstrate and expose to the public what Rudy really stands for. Unfortunately, what we're starting to find is that a lot of local governments, while American citizens have been sitting on their couch, I would say relaxing from their fruits of labor, or enjoying their fruits of labor, these municipalities have been passing all kinds of laws that we're not aware of. So, for example, in Lisle, the most that we can have demonstrate without a permit is 12, and it takes 60 days to approve a permit. So, again, we're stifled. This past week, Rosanna Polito got shut down because three local groups were going to protest. She was going to have Sheriff Beck in from Ohio, and he was going to do a presentation on 287G. I guess they had a clause in the contract that stated if any additional security was required, she had to pay for it. Well, that bill came, I think it was over $3,000 that they might have to pay, and she just couldn't afford it. So they canceled it. So we decided, well, enough of this shutting down Minuteman events. We've had it happen in San Diego. We had it happen on the East Coast. We had it happen in Seattle. So got a hold of Rick and got a hold of the Crystal Lake Police Department and said, we're going to demonstrate. Well, it turns out the most that we could have was 50 at one time, and no flags on sticks, no wooden signs. So I finally got them to agree, well, can we at least carry little handheld flags? Oh, that's okay. But I got to give them credit because they did work with us and set up a place in a park so that the two sides could each get their message out in a safe fashion. And I think what we need to start doing is find out what the rules are on demonstrations in these towns, find out which ones are constitutional, which ones aren't, and start waking up our fellow citizens, because our means of protesting are being eliminated one by one, and we don't even know about it.
I'm very well aware of that, and as a matter of fact, I wish the public knew more about Rudy Giuliani. Could you give us a little insight on Rudy Giuliani, and then I'll just kind of chime in after you.
Well, one of the problems with Rudy, everyone gives him credit for what happened after 9/11. It's the old story, right place, right time, that person. Did he do anything spectacular? No. Was he the mayor of the city that previously Ed Koch had declared a sanctuary city for illegal aliens? Yes. Did he accept that policy and push it forward? Yes. Rudy Giuliani is in favor of sanctuary cities based on his action. In addition to that, his firm is very involved in the North American Super Corridor, which, according to our politicians, doesn't exist. Well, if it doesn't exist, why are they building the Texas Superhighway? Why do they keep filtering funds obsequiously through Congress to pay for these projects? And they keep telling us it's not happening, but it is. There's a railroad yard being built in San Antonio. Again, who's the law firm? Rudy's. So Rudy is very involved in all this.
I can second that. And ladies and gentlemen, I certainly have written about Rudy Giuliani, and he is a man who actually took the U.S. government and the laws of our nation to court to continue the sanctuary policy in New York City. And if you really look at what happened, the illegal aliens that were part of or parcel of, depending on your point of view, of taking down the World Trade Center, guys like Muhammad Atta and the other characters that are along with him were empowered to stay in this nation by Rudy Giuliani. And the same kind of things that happened at Newark just 3 weeks ago with the execution of the three black kids there in Newark are the result of men like Rudy Giuliani. who are advocating for these illegal aliens to remain in country without any kind of law enforcement. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back after these commercial comments. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you on the flip side.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are talking to Everett Evertson. He is the Midwest Coordinator for Fire Coalition. He's also the Illinois State Director of Fire Coalition. He's also a Minuteman Midwest, Secretary Treasurer, and the Fox Valley Citizens for Legal Immigration Membership Coordinator. All it takes is a little bit of passion, a little bit of time, and you can get involved in this fight for your country. Some of the places you can go, of course, are numbersusa.com, F-A-I-R-U-S.org. And here's another one that Everett would like you to get to is Immigration Reform Law Institute. IRLI, is that .org or .com, Everett?
.org.
It's .org. JudicialWatch.com or .org?
JudicialWatch, I think, is .com.
I'm not sure, though. You know you can Google these and get to them, and GrassFire, .org, I believe.
Yeah, and if you go to MinutemanMidwest.com, or any suffix, we got them all, but go to MinutemanMidwest.com. I have links to all those sites.
That's the key. Now, Minuteman, is that MinutemanMidwest.com?
Correct.
Okay, MinutemanMidwest.com. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're in the Midwest, tie into MinutemanMidwest.com, and that will get you to all of the other sites, or you can just contact Everett, and you can get to anything. You can go to my website, FrostyWooldridge.com. I'll answer your questions. And if I can't answer the questions, I'll get the answers from all of the experts across this country. You're seeing a tremendous amount of involvement now that this thing is hitting at the local level everywhere. Again, Chicago. I was born in Chicago. Chicago's turned into an enclave and a haven for criminality. It's turned into a drug, a drug cornucopia for illegals. It is turned into a lawless mecca for illegals. Mayor Daley is aiding, abetting, assisting illegals. Certainly Elvira was allowed to stay there. The Catholic Church is aiding and abetting illegal aliens. The Catholic Church ought to have its tax-free exemptions taken away for the kind of lawlessness. Mahoney out in Los Angeles, the same thing. What we're seeing is a breakdown of the rule of law, and it's being allowed to happen through emotions. And I'm sorry, but emotions will get you in trouble if you have a complete breakdown of the rule of law. It's not going to do you any good when they start turning on you. Now, one of the things that you're trying to do is get the borders and the ports of entry secured. Do you have any ideas how the U.S. government needs to be doing that?
Well, our suggestion is a lot of people, they stand around and complain they don't offer any solution. Our solution is let's take the troops that they just ordered transferred out of Florida to D.C. Let's put them on the border. That's the beginning. Then let's start drawing down our troops in Germany, which has been at peace for, what, at least 50 years now, I think.
Correct.
Let's draw down our troops in Korea. What are we going to do there? There's not much we can do to settle their disputes. Let's draw those troops down. We have them in Japan. We've got them all around the world. Let's bring them home, put them on our northern, southern borders. That will free up the Border Patrol agents. Now, why do we need to free up Border Patrol agents? Even Michael Chertoff states there are over 2,000 different types of documents that these Border Patrol agents need to be able to identify that are real or not. Let's take these agents, put them at the border crossing points. Let's stop people from crossing where they shouldn't be. Let's force them through manned border crossings. Let's check people when they come in on airlines. Let's log these people into our database when they come in on a visitor's visa. And let's use U.S. visit for what it was intended. Let's track these people while they're here and make sure they leave. I know they do it in Canada. If you're in Canada and you take a job that belongs to a Canadian and you're not authorized to do so, the Royal Canadian Mounted Police will pay you a visit right away. What a lot of people are not aware of, Canada has a very good guest worker program. The way it works, the employer signs up for it. The employer has to pay for travel in and out of the country. And each year, the employer has to prove with a ticket that that person was put on a plane and left the country. Now, that's the kind of guest worker program that works. But in this country, what we do is we say, oh, you can't come through a manned border crossing point. You got to come across illegally, because that way we can't track you.
Boy, that's what I would like to see happen very quickly, and of course we can implement that. And as a matter of fact, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who don't know it, we have 460,000 American troops in over 100 countries around the world. Now, if you think we need to have troops in Greece or, another 100 countries, we need troops out in those countries like another hole in the head, because they're doing nothing. And Korea, they're doing nothing. The key here is we need to have these troops back home in our own backyard, and that is a very good idea. Now, some of the things that we also need to do, and I'd like to have you kind of talk about these, and that's the passing or the defeating of certain bills that are now before our House.
Numbers does a good job keeping track of certain bills, but there are other bills that they just don't have the staff to track. But one of them, H.R. 1940. That would fix the current interpretation of the 14th Amendment. We need H.R. 1940 passed so that if you come here illegally and you give birth to a child, that child is also illegal. That's one. There are two bills in the House, one by Bobby Rush and one by Luis Gutierrez. Both of them are set to pardon Elvira, even though she's no longer in the country. So, and I'll get to the other points after the commercial.
All right. Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking with Everett Effertson of the Midwest Minutemen. We'll be right back after these commercial comments, and my calling board is lighting up. We'll probably answer some questions when we come back. Thanks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains six DVDs that contain 10 different programs, two books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Connecting the Dots. Your host, Frosty Wooldridge. I'm talking to Everett Effertson out of the Midwest Minutemen, and we are talking about some of the bills that are being snuck through the House of Representatives right now, your Congress, and the one to really to pass is the 1940 to stop birthright citizenship. Of course, H.R. 1557 and 2182 need to fail because Luis Gutierrez is a traitor to Americans, and he wants to pardon Elvira. She is a felon and a convicted felon. And she needs to go and stay in Mexico where she belongs. We don't need her in this country. We don't want her in this country. And please make sure that happens. Now, what are some of the other bills? H.R. 1999, what does that have to deal with?
H.R. 1999 is funding for La Raza to the tune of $10 million a year. If people aren't aware, La Raza was instrumental in putting together the amnesty bill, but that's not very, very public knowledge. There's H.R. 1275. Which is the House version of our state senator, Tricky Dick Durbin. There's Senate Bill 775, which is also a DREAM Act bill. Now, a DREAM Act bill would mean that an illegal in this country can get a lower tuition an in-state than an American citizen from another state can get. So both those bills must fail. Now, be aware of what this SOB is going to try and do. He's going to try and attach these to a spending bill starting next week. So be careful. Monitor numbers. I'm sure they'll keep you posted on it. But he is going to try and slip the DREAM Act through in his amendment to one of the spending bills that all have to be passed before the end of the year. The other one is Congressional Resolution 40. That resolution would stop any money from going through the superhighway. Now, be careful here because, again, they are slipping funding through the back door. But as time goes on, numbers is getting smarter. We're getting it smarter in reading the legislation, and we'll keep you posted on that. There's also H.R. 850. That bill would force the Department of Homeland Security and the IRS to talk to each other. I just ran across that bill recently. I didn't know it was there. But if that bill gets passed, then the IRS has to tell Department of Homeland Security and ICE if they get an income tax return from someone with an ITN number and they don't have a Social Security number or a Social Security number that does not match that name. Then those will be communicated to ICE. We need that bill to pass.
Yeah, that's in other words, helping the right hand know what the left hand is doing so they can coordinate and start going after these people. Everett, we have quite a few callers here right now. I want to go to John in Florida. John in Florida, welcome to the show. And if you have a question of Everett, please bring it up, sir.
Yes, this is John in Florida. My wife is from Bogota, Colombia. We got married, and then she got deported. This whole amnesty thing is only for the Mexicans. I understand that. That's a political thing.
Right.
And I'm trying to get her back. But you mentioned Chicago.
Right.
And, there's been an immigration problem in Chicago for over 100 years.
Right. Well, now it's gone past the boiling point of consequences. You've got a whole subclass and non-citizens there, and that's the crime, that's the consequence, the school's getting overrun. So, yeah.
Well, that was a crime 100 years ago. That was a crime 100 years ago when you had thugs that were gang members, just like the Mexicans are now. I mean, it's history is repeating itself.
Yeah, but
it's funny. But it's, I mean, when I heard you say Chicago, that's why I called up.
But John, there is a difference. 100 years ago, you did not have the National Educators Association or the American Federation of Teachers forcing dual languages in the school system. You did not have President Clinton passing Executive Order 13166, which forces English as a second language on all departments of the federal government. In other words, 100 years ago, when we had a lot of immigrants from Germany, Holland, France, Italy, etc., we had it in Canada, too. Believe me, I lived through it. And we did not have the same governmental response. The difference this time is we have a government that has lost its will to serve its citizens. That's the difference. And people like you are paying the price because you are having a problem getting your wife back due to the fact that some illegal who happens to have the right attorney is taking the place of your wife. That's the problem.
Well, I understand what you're saying, but it is just to repeat itself. And we have these gang members. We have them in Florida. There's all kinds of stuff going on here in South Florida. And I understand that. But it's the same thing that was going on 100 years ago with the gang members. But and the illegals, there's like a, if you're Mexican, you can come in. If you're from anywhere else, they want to deport you.
Well, they are deporting people from Mexico also. It's just like I say, our government does not have the will that it did 100 years ago.
Yeah, well, it doesn't have the will it had 50 years ago. It doesn't have the will that it had with Dwight D. Eisenhower.
Correct.
Again, John, what we're seeing is a subversion of the rule of law, and your wife, who should be able to come to this country with no problems, no nothing, is being displaced by all of the chaos that's in the immigration situation as it is right now. I mean, since 1965, we're just being flooded by immigrants. If you don't think illegal immigration's a problem, I can tell you legal immigration's a problem too, because we've got a backup of millions of people, and we can't save all of them. We can't solve half of them. And when somebody like you has a legal right to immigrate your wife into this country because you're an American citizen, you're a victim of this thing too, and that's just the crisis we face of the sheer numbers. Most people don't realize what is a million people coming into this country legally each year, and what's another million plus illegally. What it is a giant backup of you can't possibly get to all of the people that want to get into this country legally, let alone the ones that are here illegally. So it's creating a massive jam in our legal system and in our record system. So you get to be a victim and your wife gets to be a victim. That's really unfortunate.
Well, I agree. And I was in Bogota last month on the 19th of July, and there was 1,000 people at the consulate, at least 1,000 people, all wanting to come here. And I noticed every day out of Miami and out of Fort Lauderdale, there's airplanes full of people coming in and airplanes full of Colombians going out. So it's I don't know if the situation is different here than anywhere else, but they come and go. And I have no problem with that. But there is an agenda with the Mexicans of letting them just come in and not having to do anything.
One of the things we have noticed is the current administration appears to favor the less educated over the more educated. Even Bill Gates, with all his money, has not been able to increase the H-1B visas to the point that he would like. Now, thank God, because we fight against that every day, because we have programmers and analysts who are looking for work. They can't get work because people from other countries will work for less because their standard of living is different than ours. However, there seems to be this need by the employers and our administration to bring in uneducated. And where do you find the uneducated?
In those countries, yes.
There's no question. Well, I'm really sorry about your wife not being able to get over here, and that's going to be a bureaucratic nightmare for you, and I just appreciate you bringing that to our light.
Also, I have a suggestion. There's
yes.
so many lawyers in Colombia. They actually compete against each other because there's so many lawyers there. We should give visas to all those lawyers and have competition against the lawyers that are here. Maybe women can get the prices down.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind it because these lawyers in this country are making $350 an hour. John, thank you very much and I appreciate it. And say hi to Joyce Tarnow there for the Floridians against the immigration. We've got Jeff in Massachusetts. Jeff, you have a question for Everett, sir?
Hello, Jeff.
Yes, Jeff from Massachusetts.
Good evening, guys. How's it going?
You know, every day's a good day if you're still standing up and walking around.
Well, that's it. Two things. So, Frosty, I was watching your video on the internet when you were in Boston.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Was an exciting day.
Good stuff. And you know what? You're absolutely right. Boston is the hardest, most liberal city in the country. They ran you poor guys out on a rail, practically.
They sure did. They screamed us out. They ran us out on a rail. I'll be the first to admit that. We didn't get to say one word in edgewise. We didn't get to express our First Amendment rights. We had to have 20 cops there and four big giant Clydesdales horses to make sure that massive crowd of wild people didn't, gut us like a bunch of fish.
Well, that's it. And Joe Rizzoli is a good guy.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, but anyways, here's my question for the guest, which is all this stuff is great, and I do security work, but what about implementation? What do we do if our politicians keep on saying, screw you, screw you, screw you, we're going to listen to the lobbyists, we're going to do what we want to do, and if Queen Hillary gets in there, we're really in trouble.
True.
Worse than Bush. What kind of recourse do the people have, especially if it comes to light that our elections are already rigged and that a guy like Tom Tancredo or Ron Paul don't have a chance in H-E double hockey stick, basically?
True.
So what is the recourse of the people? Because in risk management, you either eliminate the risk, you avert the risk, or you, in my words, take it on the chin.
Okay. Well, our suggestion, you know, there's different ways of doing it. And the easiest way is with money. And we've seen what happens with money. And with money, what we're seeing is slime begets slime. Now, what our suggestion is, get involved in your local political party. We don't care what political party it is. Get involved. Do you know who your representative is? Get to know them. get involved in the election process, become an election judge, become a poll watcher for one of your candidates. But people need to get back involved at the grassroots level. Have you ever been to one of your city or town council meetings? Go to it. Participate. Speak at the public speaking portion of those meetings. Get involved. That's what we need to do, because we've had too many people for too many years dwelling on enjoying the fruits of their labor, and meanwhile, they're sneaking our rights away one after the other. So well, the way you reverse this is get personally involved.
Well, I have a touche for your comment, which is that's all good and fine, and I've in fact actually helped out a few minor candidates in my state, but especially in Massachusetts, I mean, Ted Kennedy's been getting elected for all these years, and Ted Kennedy's practically the devil himself, and we have another devil as governor, Deval Patrick. Simply put, I mean, it seems to me that in the state of Massachusetts, the liberals outnumber the conservatives, and there's what I call white flight out of Massachusetts, practically speaking. And yes, you are right to get involved with the political process, but it's going to get to a point where the minorities outnumber us, and it'll be like Custer's last stand.
Well, I'm not knocking any group here, but what you need to do is the type of thing that we did in a local community here called Carpentersville. We had two trustees there who were taking it on the chin because they wanted the Hazleton-type ordinances passed. They were up for election. We organized. We went door to door. We actually took voters' registration lists and confirmed whether or not those people were really registered. We actually had, you would knock on a door and you would say, "Hi, is so-and-so in?" "Yes." "Well, I'm here to verify his voters' registration." They would say, "He's not registered to vote." "Why not?" "Because he's not here legally." We actually had people tell us that. So you get involved in these campaigns. You go door-to-door, you verify voters' registration list, and you've accomplished two things. You've made people aware of the fact that you're out there. You care. You're also out there verifying that only people who are legally are registered to vote. So by getting involved at that level, you can turn the tide.
Well
there you
guys,
go, Jeff.
And
again, a Republican form of government is not one as a spectator sport. And as Everett said, and I do it. I jump into my city council meetings. I go to all of the meetings for the House of Reps, my Udall. I go to the Senator Allard's and Salazar's, and I want you to know I get vociferous. I give them a piece of my mind, and, of course, the audiences applaud because they're all being affected the same way. And so the key here is your involvement, your friends' involvement, your parents' involvement, your fellow citizens' involvement. And there's no question, Teddy Kennedy is destroying and has been, and he should be the number one destroyer of the United States of America with his 1965 Immigration Reform
yes.
Act that dumped this mess on us. And now he tried to get this latest 1639 Senate bill for the amnesty and the multiplication of immigration even worse. But he's finally gotten defeated. And so the key is that we, the American people, are defeating them. We got to go right now.
Okay,
I sure appreciate that call from you, and thanks very much, Jeff. And again, we're going to be right back here in a few minutes. I've got one more caller, Henry from Connecticut. We'll get back with him after the break. But give us some of the other ideas that we can use right here, Everett, as far as making and taking action.
One of the things that we've started here is a postcard campaign, and what we've done is analyze the tax bills in certain communities. Then we work out what each household could save in property taxes, because most of our education is paid for with property taxes, what they could save in property taxes if we could reduce the population of illegals. Like I said, here in Harvard, we have 67% of the students who have to be taught in ESL-type classes.
Correct.
Obviously, English is not their primary language, so that's one. Start a mailing program for another postcard program my wife started up was we took pictures of the two girls who were killed in a car accident out in New Jersey. And we send it to the politicians, and we hold them responsible. The reason we use postcards is that way everybody that handles that postcard along the way gets a chance to see it. We started up Your Fire postcard campaign, which went nationwide. A lot of people grabbed onto that one. And it's a simple postcard you mail to your politician, and because of their vote on certain issues, you tell them they're fired. Again, it draws attention. One of the other things that we do is we avoid the email circle jerk. There's probably thousands of people listening to this program right now who every day they sit down at their computer and they get emails from Joe and they send it to Mary. Mary sends it to Larry. And before you know it, comes back to Joe. So that's what we call the email circle jerk. That's all good to share all this information. It's all good to be knowledgeable on this topic. But while you're doing that, you're taking away time that you could be spending talking to your city councilman, your police chief, your deputy chief, whatever. Don't forget, it's good to stay up to date on all the information out there. But more importantly, we think you need to educate other people, because we all fall in the trap that we think people know what we know. What you will find is that people know maybe 0.1% of what you know. So the idea is to get out there, spread the word to the other people, and increase that knowledge base.
That's exactly correct, and that's what we're doing on this program. We're going to be right back with Everett Evertson. He is certainly one of the great people out there with the MinutemenMidwest.com, and he's been giving us great ideas. We'll be right back after these commercial comments. Thanks for joining us.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We have one more caller on the phone, and you got a quick question.
Hello?
Henry from Connecticut.
Yes, hi. In response to that, to my brethren up there in Massachusetts, you know, I always did like, you know, Massachusetts and California, especially was long, long ago, even before I was born, you know, with certain technological, even, you know, some of solar and wind, even sexually, you know, but the people, Ted Kennedy is just no good. Yeah, and I like what you said about the crap that he did in 65 and what you said.
It was the beginning of the end of America.
Yes, it was. Bob Grant said that. I don't know if you know. I think you were on Bob Grant once.
I was on Bob Grant once a couple of years back.
Yeah, right, because he retired. I think the the people in Boston, and I like, there's some nice, beautiful girls in Boston, some parts of it, you know.
Boston's a beautiful place.
Yeah, I may look at it. I've never been there. I'm curious. But
oh, it's a beautiful place.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's better. It's even more economically better to live there than even New York City, even though some parts are expensive. There are a lot of people my age and down to like 20s that do live, you know, can afford to get an apartment on their own in Boston. You cannot anywhere.
We're running out of time.
Okay, I'll let you go.
Comment or question.
Right. What I was going to say is this. The anchor baby situation, well, first of all, I think predominantly the white people in Boston, they need to, or Massachusetts in general, you need to get rid of Ted Kennedy. I don't know why you keep putting him in. They need to get rid of him. But to him with the anchor babies, your guess, why does this bill would help with already the so many thousands of possible anchor babies that we already have in the country that are already born? How many?
There are hundreds of thousands of them. The average is 380,000 anchor babies per year right now. I mean, this is no small number.
No, per year, or just mean overall?
Per year. Between 350
years?
And 300. In fact, in 2005, there were 383,000 anchor babies.
All right, well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
This bill is not going to be effective unless it can work in past tense.
If it had some retro on it,
yes,
that'd be great.
That's very important because the part of the scheme with these globalists is to change this country demographically and racially too. Even if the illegals get deported, we can have millions and millions and millions and millions of all these Latin American kids here. So the country could change culturally because these people, these globalists, are traitors and they're old idiots. And everything with them is some religious destiny for America, like the Destiny of America with Manly P. Hall.
I understand.
33rd Mason, who thinks that we should just
I got to get off. I'm getting to the end of the wall here.
Yeah, have all this competition with all this, you know, world, and as long as they struggle and work and sweat and crap, the hell with
us. I know.
Country.
Henry, I got to go because I'm on the wall.
Okay.
Thanks for joining us. Ladies and gentlemen, Everett, would you have a few comments just to the end here and repeat that Midwest Minuteman website before we go?
Well, yeah, it's MinutemenMidwest.com, but the most important thing that we can all do is push 287G. Push it. Locally, statewide, wherever. Push 287G as hard as you can.
And the key is, of course, is if you're in the Midwest there, just www.MinutemenMidwest.com. And if you have any questions, you can get a hold of Everett. He's one of those men is out there working. His family's working, and they're making a difference. I know Rick Beseda is making a difference in Chicago. And I know many more men and women out there are really banding together. And again, that Hazleton ordinance, more cities are taking it up. It's being contested now and going to court again because it is a valid ordinance. And it does have the ramifications of saving each city that adopts it along with other cities. So, Everett, thank you very much for being on the show tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us at Connecting the Dots. This is your host, Frosty Wooldridge, again. And hopefully you've got some good information, you've got some inspiration, and you've got websites to go to make a difference. And again, as I've said, if you're about to tell the truth, keep one foot in the saddle of a very fast horse. Thanks for joining us. Good night. Godspeed and God bless.
It's true.